This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Citing possible violations of a state Medicare fraud law, Indiana's Attorney General is seeking medical records from Planned Parenthood. In a similar move, the AG in Kansas has subpoenaed records from Planned Parenthood clinics to find out if late-term abortions are being performed. Abortion rights groups are calling the actions abuses of political power. State authorities deny that. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports. Earlier this month, Planned Parenthood representatives in Indiana say they were surprised when an official from the Attorney General's office showed up unexpectedly, told them he was following up on a complaint that had been filed, and asked for patient files. The clinic staff provided 5 records. Then 11 days later, Attorney General Steve Carter wanted 73 more patient records. But President and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Indiana, Betty Cockrum, says the form letter provided to clinics gave no details about any investigation.
And so at that point, it became overwhelmingly clear that they had no interest in sharing with us any rationale for this, and they were on some kind of fishing expedition, which seemed totally unwarranted and wrong.
Under Indiana law, sexual crimes committed against victims under the age of 14 must be reported to authorities. The failure to report such a crime is a crime itself. In a written statement, Attorney General Carter verified that the state began asking Planned Parenthood facilities for the medical records of some Medicaid recipients who received services when they were 13 or younger. The statement acknowledges that the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit is investigating whether or not children were neglected by virtue of a failure to report instances of child molestation to the proper authorities. The Attorney General says he is obligated to investigate allegations of abuse and neglect. He would not comment because of the ongoing investigation. Planned Parenthood filed suit seeking an injunction to prevent the Attorney General from seizing confidential patient files. Kenneth Falk is with the Indiana Civil Liberties Union.
What the Attorney General is stating, the Medicaid Fraud Unit is stating, is they have the right to review every piece of paper, every medical record for patients at the clinics under the age of 14. And it clearly is a major incursion on the privacy rights of the patients and the privacy rights of Planned Parenthood.
In Kansas, Attorney General Phil Klein has asked for the medical records of about 90 patients to search for crimes involving possible illegal late-term abortions. On C-SPAN today, Klein defended his actions to callers.
I am upholding the law. The law in Kansas says you cannot have a late-term abortion post-viability with certain restrictions. That is the law, sir.
The Kansas investigation that began last year is now in the state Supreme Court. The recent Indiana action is using a new legal tactic.
It's clear the Attorney General has a responsibility to prosecute Medicaid fraud, and it's clear he has a responsibility to protect minors.
Fred Cate is a professor of law at Indiana University in Bloomington.
What's unusual is that you would seek such a broad range of medical records and that you would do so in a way that doesn't at least show publicly much concern for the privacy of those records.
Cate says Congress and the courts have made it clear that these records are among the most sensitive and deserving of protection. Ironically, new federal rules to protect patient records, known as HIPAA rules, do not protect Planned Parenthood clinics in Indiana because the rules don't apply during a Medicaid fraud investigation. The clinics say they have the proper procedures in place to report all cases of abuse or neglect to the proper authorities, not to the Attorney General. They say none of the records in Indiana involves an abortion because Medicaid does not pay for them. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.